Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast. Home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a hard time. We had a hard time. Together. Together. Yes, it's a hard time. We had a hard time.
Together. Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. It's a Q&A kind of day here at Casually Baked HQ. I've got some great new episodes in the works, but this week I needed to clear out the inbox and answer a few questions from our Canna Curious tribe. I am hashtag blessed AF and happy to share what I know with you. Get casually baked, settle in, and let's pair your Q's with my A's.
I got the bottle of wine. The high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one.
Hey, Joe. First off, thank you for your cannabis crusade and your willingness to share your knowledge to the rest of the world. I'm not one to write semi-random strangers that I've listened to for many hours over the speakers of my truck, but there's a first time for everything. I'm from Arkansas, which is kind of thinking about being a medically based state. Laws are passed, but the process of actually getting to the people seems to have really stalled. My oldest daughter moved from Memphis, Tennessee to Portland, Oregon this summer. As a cannabis user in my youth, I was excited to check out the legalized scene in Portland. Of course, as a tourist and as a first-time dispensary visitor, I was amazed at the welcoming feeling and the knowledge that I received in my 30-minute visit. I was very fortunate to have wandered into a very upfront and super professional dispensary. I was guided to several different products, which were primarily gummies and chocolate bars. I thought this would be the most comfortable to take home with me through the airport. I have made 3 more trips to help in the transition of my daughter to Portland. In the subsequent trips, I have acquired multiple vape pens, tons of edibles, tincture, hash, and roughly 10 strains of flower. As my interest started to be piqued, I started researching and researching, and then I researched a little more. Through the wonders of the interweb and a couple of weird happenstances, I listened to my first ever podcast. Lo and behold, Joe Newting was talking about diabetes. Diabetes and pot? WTF? How does that even correlate? I like weed. I'm a diabetic. You mean this stuff could, like, help me? I don't have PTSD or cancer, but seriously, cannabis could help me. Who is this lady and what is going on? Fast forward a couple of months into podcast 38 about terpenes. I suffer from several conditions: diabetes, autoimmune trouble that expresses as psoriasis, high blood pressure, insomnia, mild anxiety, arthritis, inflammation, rotator cuff damage, and I've had 2 different back surgeries. That sounds like a lot of stuff in one body now that I look at it. When I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes roughly 14 years ago, I cleaned up my eating and lost 70 plus pounds. I have kept the weight off. I eat a 98% plant-based diet. I cycle between 1,000 and 3,500 miles a year. I try to take care of myself, but living a rough boy youth makes this 46-year-old man pay the price. My list of medical needs reads like a cannabis cure brochure. I want all the terpenes. As my newly appointed cannabis lifestyle coach, do you have any advice on the best way to select, purchase, transport, and consume cannabis to aid in helping my life be the best it can? I utilize 2 doctors on a regular basis, one Eastern-based with herbs and one Western-based with pharma. They have a lot of opinions on cannabis, but neither are educated enough yet. None of my conditions qualify for a medical card right now, and honestly, applying today feels like being added to the police radar, and I really, really don't need a home inspection. What are your thoughts? By the way, you rock. Thank you from the deepest depths of my heart for your voice. You have helped change my perspective and understanding of one of the greatest plants on the earth. Signed, Kyle. Kyle, I love your letter so much, and I know that you were inspired. The men I know do not write emails that long. I mean, seriously. Thank you for being specific and for sharing your journey with cannabis and with the podcast. Sincere gratitude from my heart to yours. Now, let's roll up our sleeves and unpack this letter and get you set up for success. You're looking for the best way to select, purchase, transport, and consume cannabis to aid in helping you live an optimized life. Lucky for you, that's exactly what I teach people as a cannabis lifestyle guide. If you want a personalized roadmap, we can make that happen. You and I will connect on video or phone calls covering specific questions and concerns of yours. I show you the tools I use to explore my own cannabis experience so you can turn around and feel empowered to do the same for yourself. You'll also gain the can of confidence you need to have those important conversations within your relationships affected by cannabis. Sometimes it takes a single phone call to get you on your way, and then you just hit me up for another call when you need me. However, if you're really looking to change to a cannabis for wellness lifestyle, then I will teach you how to optimize your experience over a series of calls. I believe when you have the right tools that you can accomplish anything. I'll share the tools I use and it'll be up to you to hone your own experience. Remember, we are all precious snowflakes. And you, Kyle, sound like a great dad thinking about the right things to have a positive influence on your long-term wellness. Click the gray schedule appointment button at the top of my website at casuallybaked.com for your personalized cannabis consult. You can all do that, by the way, not just Kyle. I'm happy to help our highly responsible tribe live your best life. And when you're out there looking good and feeling great, people in your life and in your community will notice. And some of them will ask you for your secret. And that's when you've got them where you want them, in a position to hear what you have to say. That's the best way to change the cannabis culture. Personally capitalize on its benefits, and then preach the gospel when people ask us for our secrets to success. Boom! Oh, good times. Hi, Joe. Help! What are your tips and tricks for finding community that are open and not scared of being a pot mama here in Texas? North Texas, to be exact. As an almost 40-year-old suburban mama, I've experienced the highs and lows of being a mom and wife. My own mom has always been a productive pothead, but it never interested me until I began battling depression and pain from being a runner. I found out about my mom's cannabis consumption when I was in college. She always hid it, and very well. So I don't have any fears of hiding it from my own children for a while. Recently, my best college friend grew her own stash, and I found it to be so motivating, and it didn't bother my allergies. Oh, and I love your podcast. Signed, Patty. I'm going to call you Texas Pot Mama Patty, if you don't mind. I always love hearing from open-minded people in my home state. And I agree, community is so important, especially when you're curious and open to learning and exploring a subject and want a local tribe to talk with and consider ideas and organize and collaborate. But you have to hold on for a few minutes for my suggestion, Texas Pot Mama, because I have a similar question coming at me a few hours down the road in Austin. JP writes, I've been a cannabis consumer for approximately the last year. Due to a couple of friends having cancer and wanting to educate myself about how to help them and myself and others, I've dived deep into learning anything and everything that I can about cannabis. I live in Austin and want to help educate and also work with the pro-cannabis movement locally. My question, do you have a conference suggestion? I'm interested to learn the science further and also learn about new cutting-edge products and the like. Also, I have been devouring your podcast. Keep up the great work. Warmly, JP. All right, JP and Texas Pot Mama. If I were either of you, I would look for local pro cannabis organizations in your area. That's going to be the easiest way to meet like-minded people and get involved in what's happening in your respective communities. JP, the Texas Normal Chapter is based in Austin. That will be a great place for you to start. According to their website, they hold open meetings at 8 p.m. every first Wednesday at the Flamingo Cantina at 515 East 6th Street in Austin, Texas. My best friend had her first singing gig in Austin at the Flamingo Cantina. Shout out to Red! Dirty Six! So many great and so many forgotten memories on that street. Oh, good times. So check out the Texas Normal website if you want to speak to a human before showing up at a random chapter meeting. But to be honest, I haven't been in the Flamingo Cantina in probably 12 years. But I always encourage random Austin adventures at 8 p.m. on a Wednesday night. You never know what could happen. You might meet some super smart mofos doing big shit to legalize cannabis in Texas. Or at worst, you'll have a couple of cold beers and keep looking for your tribe. Either way, learn more at texasnormal.org. And don't forget, it's texasnorml.org. As for the rest of yous, no matter where you live, Normal is a national organization with community chapters, and it's always a great place to start looking for your tribe. Don't forget to lose the A in Normal. The site is norml.org. As for the conferences that I know of, the Texas Marijuana Policy Conference happened in Austin back in August. You can message info@texasmarijuanapolicy.org to find out the details for next year's conference. It's not up on their website yet. Or you can always just be patient and keep checking back. That website is texasmarijuanapolicyconference.org, and it'll likely happen again in August. JP, I do know of one other cannabis event coming up in your area before the end of the year, though. The Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas Cannabis Business Expo is happening on December 12th and 13th. It's going to be at the State House Convention Center in Little Rock, Arkansas. The show will spotlight the medical and industrial cannabis industry. It's a B2B conference, but you'll learn a shit ton if you go about new science, products, and technology in the cannabis space, as well as organizations that you can engage with for continuing your cannabis advocacy and education locally. Tickets are on sale for $50. You get access to one or both days of the expo. And that sounds insanely cheap to me. And it seems to me like Little Rock is likely an affordable place to visit. So JP, your return on investment will be off the chain. As for my Texas pot mama, looking to make like-minded mom friends, you have your own DFW Normal chapter. They host monthly meetings near Arlington. If that's likely impossible for a busy mom like you to attend, follow the DFW Normal Facebook page for information, events, and activities relevant to you and your community. I'll include their Facebook link in the show notes for you. You know, a great way for you to feel out the moms in your community is to do some old-fashioned recon and learn more about them. Strike up conversations. Ask questions. And when you learn that someone has a family member undergoing cancer treatment or suffers from a movement disorder, or they're worried about an aging parent whose memory is starting to slip, you can ask if they've researched cannabis as a form of treatment. You'll know from their reaction what their current stance on cannabis is. Trust me. At the least, it'll create space for dialogue about the benefits of cannabis for wellness. You know, best case scenario, you learn that more Texas women than you thought are part of the Cannabis Moms Club. If they're assholes, you don't want to be friends with them anyway. Another idea, if your kiddos are in their tweens or teens, is to present your PTA or moms group with the Just Say No Drug Education Program by Students for Sensible Drug Policy. You might recall my interview with the drug education manager for SSDP in Podcast 51, Just Say No, K-N-O-W. If not, go back and give it a listen. Stepping out into your community in this way, in service, will make you approachable to parents who share your beliefs or those who are curious to learn more. You'll make new friends while making a positive contribution to your community. And that is the work of a super pot mama. Thank you to Kyle, Patty, and JP for sharing your thoughtful letters and can of curiosity with the tribe. And Amber, thank you for the positive feedback about the free cannabis class video series. There's a pop-up invitation at casuallybaked.com for any of you who are interested. I also had a great chat this week with Zena, a NorCal grower who scheduled her free 15-minute cannabis consult to pick my brain about ways she can connect with other small farms. She knows she's not the only one struggling financially to effectively navigate the expensive hoops of participating in the legal cannabis market. As consumers, it's important for us to know that there are farming families growing cannabis as a way of life for 15 plus years, and they are barely getting by or have run through their nest egg and are still not compliant. We're going to check back in on Zena and her family on a future episode. Their perspective on the new legal cannabis market is an important one for us to understand. In the meantime, if you've got canna curious topics you want to talk with me about, go to casuallybaked.com, click the big gray schedule appointment button. There's a free 15-minute cannabis consult waiting for you on the other side. If you've learned something in this Q&A session, I hope you'll share this episode with a friend. And don't forget to rock your voting rights. Early voting is already happening in many states. If you haven't had time to keep up with all of the issues, and you have no idea if you're even registered or where to find your polling place, I encourage you to check out VoteSaveAmerica.com. It is everything you need to feel informed and empowered at the polls for the midterms. You can choose your state, plug in your address, and learn about each candidate or proposition and decide where you stand. The information isn't biased. Civic Engine aggregates the information presented on VoteSaveAmerica.com from candidate websites, social media, endorsers, and boards of election to help you cast an informed vote. If no information is displayed for a candidate, the information online did not meet Civic Engine's research criteria, so it was not included. Trying to filter out fake news, people. Check out each office and make your choice for the candidate who aligns with you on the issues that greatly affect your day-to-day life and freedoms, like choosing cannabis as a wellness tool, and where they stand on basic values that you live, and what initiatives they're spearheading that feel good to you. Go through the Vote Save America voter guide based on your local ballot, and vote your conscience and community. The program logs your picks so you can save a digital copy or print it out and take it with you to the polls. It's like the open book test of voting. I encourage you to make time to go through the exercise. It's too important to skip out of voting altogether, or to choose a candidate based on a name or gender only, or to play eeny, meeny, miny, moe to determine your state's attorney general. Knowledge is power, and I'm asking you to flex like a goddamn bodybuilder right now. It's your civic duty to be a highly informed voter. And I'm telling you, you're looking huge, man. You're looking huge. But seriously, y'all. It's a handy exercise to get you ready to vote, and it's informative as fuck. Go to VoteSaveAmerica.com. Together. Together. As always, you can find links to everything we chatted about today in the podcast show notes at casuallybaked.com. Click on podcast in the header bar and find show notes for every single podcast episode. And if you find a broken link in any of the show notes somewhere along the way, please message me so I can fix it. Please be specific. rather than vaguely mentioning it in an Apple podcast review. I mean, that, my friends, causes me casually baked madness. My OCD went into overdrive. I poked around for hours trying to find this broken link. If something is broken, sweet pea, please be specific and I'll fix it for you pretty damn quick. Hell, I won't be able to stop myself. Submit your questions or can of curiosities at casuallybaked.com. You know I love you. And follow at casuallybaked on social for stories, current events, and stuff I just don't have the patience or time to share anywhere else, to be quite honest. All right, that's enough out of me. We had a time together. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out. Each episode of the podcast is infused with a little JoJo mojo to brighten your week. When you listen, I really do hope you're feeling the love.